Vi ste uz SBS na srpskom. You are with SBS Serbian. As National Asbestos Awareness Week approaches from 25th November, the Asbestos and Silica Safety and Eradication Agency, ASSEA, is calling for greater awareness about the dangers of aging and deteriorating asbestos, particularly as home renovations projects begin. Tragically, asbestos-related diseases claim the lives of around 4,000 Australians every year. To help shed light on this pressing issue, we are speaking with Mr. Matthew Werfel, the Assistant Director of ASSEA, to discuss the risks of asbestos exposure, the importance of awareness, and the steps homeowners should take to protect themselves during renovations. Mr. Werfel, welcome to the SBS Serbian program.
Dobro jutro, Biljana. Thank you for having me here today, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you on this subject.
Pleasure. Well, to begin, could you tell us about the mission of the Asbestos and Silica Safety and Eradication Agency and its role in promoting asbestos awareness across Australia?
Mm-hmm. So the Asbestos and Silica Safety and Eradication Agency has the task of coordinating across state and territory governments, local government and the federal government in Australia's response to eradicating asbestos and asbestos-related diseases.
Mm-hmm. Well, this year's National Asbestos Awareness Week focuses on the dangers of aging and deteriorating asbestos. Why is this such a critical message, particularly as we approach the summer season?
Well, unfortunately, not many people know that one in three homes across Australia still contain asbestos. Particularly those homes built before 1990 have a very high likelihood of containing asbestos, with over 3,000 products, building products that contain that. So this year in specific, we're concentrating on roofs and eaves of those roofs, in particular with people that are doing DIY installations of home security cameras, CCTV systems and sensor lights. What they might be doing is unwittingly, when they're installing these units, they're drilling into the eaves, which if the house is built before 1990, may contain asbestos. So the installation, when they're drilling and screwing, we're trying to make people aware that they should know the risks when they're doing that and prevent themselves from exposure.
Mm-hmm. Despite the complete ban on asbestos in Australia more than 20 years ago, many homes still contain asbestos. Could you explain why this remains a significant concern for homeowners today?
Well, like I indicated, there's one in three homes in Australia still contain asbestos, up to 3,000 products. It can be lurking in floors, walls, ceilings, eaves, mm-hmm. In the pipework of people's houses and roofs, like we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. And so as a result, if you have a house that's built before 1990, and there's a high likelihood of asbestos products in that house, you should probably have some testing done. And those tests range from $100 to $200 for individual tests, right up to between $1,000 and $2,000 for an entire house, depending on the size of the house.
Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate on the types of material that might contain asbestos and where they might be found in a home?
Yes, so we talked about the eaves and the roofs, but mm-hmm. also in houses before 1990, it may be the lino on the floor, the adhesive for that lino that is under the floor, around window frames, the putty around window frames that's used on old wooden windows. That can contain it in wet areas such as bathrooms and also kitchens. in the walling. But the only way to know is for it to be tested.
Mm-hmm. Well, many people are tackling home renovations or DIY projects, as we say. What precautions should homeowners take before starting any renovation?
What we would say is that the best precaution that you can take is to have that testing done by an accredited asbestos professional, because what you don't want is to expose yourself or your family to asbestos fibres because you just didn't know that asbestos was present. So the best thing that you can do to start off with is a test. And then if it's found that it does contain asbestos, when you engage in any home renovations, particularly, you know, if you were looking to do large renovations, you would be wanting to make sure that you had an accredited professional remove that asbestos before those renovations take place. Some of our research shows it costs up to 10 times more to clean up after there's been asbestos disturbed within your home. So it can become a very costly exercise if you've started the renovation and found that you've come across asbestos. So we say the best place to start is the testing.
Mm-hmm. And can you discuss the risks involved if homeowners attempt DIY asbestos testing removal?
So what will happen is if you were to do it yourself and you would disturb it, you're disturbing the asbestos and can release asbestos fibres, and they can be breathed in, and as a result there can be serious health issues such as mesothelioma and lung cancer, which can come about as a result of inhalation of asbestos.
Mm. As I mentioned before, with about 4,000 Australians losing their lives annually to asbestos-related diseases, what more can be done on a national level to prevent these fatalities, particularly in the context of home renovations and exposure to deteriorating asbestos?
Of course, we would say that the best action is to eradicate asbestos from our home environment and the built environment in general. So when you are getting that home renovation done and had the testing like we talked about, and then have it removed, and then by a professional, once it's removed, you're eliminating some of the risk. But simply by having information out there, such as in this program, and I certainly appreciate mm-hmm. being on the program, Biljana, it's about providing awareness to people so they know the facts and seek expert guidance before tackling a project in a home that may contain asbestos.
Mm-hmm. Looking ahead, what are the key goals for ASSEA in the coming years, particularly in relation to increasing safe asbestos removal and raising public awareness about these risks?
Mm-hmm. Well, the key priority for us is to reduce asbestos, eliminate asbestos-related diseases through the eradication of asbestos. Unfortunately, Australia had about 13 million tonnes of asbestos in our built environment. We're down to about 6.4 million tonnes in our built environment. So it's about coordinating efforts to see the eradication of asbestos across Australia and eliminate asbestos-related diseases.
Mm-hmm. Could you share some success stories or initiatives that have made a positive impact in asbestos safety and awareness across Australia?
Well, certainly we had the ban of asbestos, and this is we just had the 20th anniversary last year of the ban, so that is a very big achievement in banning asbestos being used, and as a result that will certainly have an impact. But in regards to other successes, we are in the third phase of this Asbestos National Strategic Plan, and each phase builds upon each other, and effectively we have endorsement of Phase 3 Asbestos National Strategic Plan, which sees coordinated efforts across Australia, which is certainly a very large achievement.
Mm-hmm. And for someone listening to this interview who might be concerned about asbestos in their own home, what would be the first step they should take to ensure the safety?
Well, I'll go back to testing. You need to know whether asbestos is present in your home or not. And if it is, do not disturb it. And as a result, if you are to have home renovations done, ensure that you have an appropriately accredited asbestos professional undertake those works, so you don't expose yourself or your family.
And we will leave it there. Thank you very much for talking to SBS Serbian today.
Fala, thank you very much, Biljana. You have a good day.
Želite da čujete još priča poput ove? Slušajte nas na Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify ili odakle god slušate podcast.